This year's a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 3, Why Mr. Possum Loves Peace. One night, said Uncle Remus, taking Miss Sally's little boy on his knee and stroking the child's hair thoughtfully and caressingly, one night, Brer Possum called by for Brer Coon according to agreement, and after gobbling up a dish of fried greens and smoking a cigar, they rambled forth fur to see how the balance of the settlement was getting along. Brer Coon, he was one of these natural pacers, and he racked long same as Mars John's bay pony, and Brer Possum, he went in a hangup, and they got over a heap of ground. Brer Possum, he got his belly full of persimmons, and Brer Coon, he scoop up an abundance of frogs and tadpoles. They amble along, they did. They're as sociable as a basket of kittens. So by and by, I hear Mr. Dog talking to himself way off in the woods. "Supposin' he runs up on us, Brer Possum, what are you gwineter do?" says Brer Coon, says he. Brer Possum sort of laughed round the corners of his mouth. "Oh, if he come, Brer Coon, I'm a-gwineter stand by you," says Brer Possum. "What are you going to do?" says he. "Who? Me?" says Brer Coon. "If he run onto me, I'll give him one twist," says he.
"Did the dog come?" asked the little boy.
"Go away, honey,"
responded the old man in an impressive tone.
"Go away, Mr. Dog. He come and he come a-zoomin', and he ain't wait for to say howdy, neither. He just sail into the two of 'em.
The very first pass he make, Brer Possum fetch a grin from ear to ear and keel over like he was dead. Then Mr. Dog, he sail into Brer Coon, and right there's where he drop his money purse, 'cause Brer Coon was cut out for that kind of business, and he fairly wipe up the face of the earth with him. You better believe that when Mr. Dog got a chance to make himself scarce, he took it. And what there was left of him went skedaddling through these woods like it was shot out of a musket. And Brer Coon, he sort of lick his clothes into shape and wipe off. And Brer Possum, he lay there like he was dead. For by and by, he raise up sort of careful-like. And when he find the coast clear, he scramble up and scamper off like something was after him. Here Uncle Remus paused long enough to pick up a live coal of fire in his fingers, transfer it to the palm of his hand, and thence to his clay pipe, which he had been filling, a proceeding that was viewed by the little boy with undisguised admiration. The old man then proceeded. "Next time Brer Possum met Brer Coon, Brer Coon fused to spawn after his howdy, and this make Brer Possum feel mighty bad, seeing as how they used to make so many excursions together." "What make you hold your head so high, Brer Coon?" says Brer Possum, says he.
"I ain't running with cowards these days," says Brer Coon. "When I wants you, I'll send for you," says he. Then Brer Possum get mighty mad. "Who's any coward?" says he.
"You is," says Brer Coon.
"That's who. I ain't associatin' with them what lays down on the ground and plays dead when there's a free fight goin' on," says he. Then Brer Possum grin and laugh fit to kill hisself.
"Lord, Brer Coon, you don't spec I done that 'cause I was feared, does you?" says he.
"Why, I want no more fear than you is this minute. What was there for to be scared on?" says he. I knowed you'd get away with Mr. Dog if and I didn't, and I'd just lay there watching you shake him, waiting fur to put in when the time come," says he.
Brer Coon turn up his nose.
"That's a mighty fine tale," says he, "when Mr. Dog ain't moan tetch you for you keel over and lay there stiff," says he.
"That's just what I was gwine to tell you about," says Brer Possum, says he. "I wa'n't no more skeered than you is right now, and I was fixin' fur to give Mr. Dog a sample er my jaw," says he. "But I'm the most ticklish chap what you ever laid eyes on, and no sooner did Mr. Dog put his nose down here among my ribs than I got ter laughin', and I laughed till I ain't had no use of my limbs," says he. "And it's a mussy unto Mr. Dog that I was ticklish, 'cause a little more, and I'd eat him up," says he. "I don't mind fightin', Brer Coon, and no more than you does," says he. "But I declare to gracious, if an I can stand ticklin', get me in a row where there ain't no ticklin' loud, and I'm your man," says he. And down ter this day," continued Uncle Remus, watching the smoke from his pipe curl upward over the little boy's head, "down ter this day, Brer Possum's bound ter surrender when you touch him one in the short ribs, and he'll laugh if he knows he's going to be smashed for it." End of chapter 3.